It basically establishes that Timor-Leste and Australia's obligation to settle a maritime boundary has survived these treaties, bilateral treaties between the two countries that purported to introduce a moratorium on that decision. Timor-Leste is objecting to that, is demanding the settlement of a maritime boundary. And this is an important hurdle that they've cleared in the International Tribunal. It's basically said that the conciliation, which is one of the mechanisms for resolving the dispute under the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, will now go ahead.
So those treaties, were they not internationally designated? Were they just really between Australia and East Timor?
They were bilateral treaties, mm-hmm. and they distributed revenues in the Timor Sea between Australia and Timor-Leste. It's important for your viewers to understand there is no maritime boundary, though, between those two countries. Rather, there's revenue-sharing agreements.
And this is what Timor-Leste believes we've taken advantage of, a young nation that was ready to do a deal with Australia.
Well, there's allegations of spying on the Timorese that have been well known in the press. The Timorese are basically arguing that they have the right under international law, like any other country, to maritime boundaries. Australia has been arguing that those treaties put that off, the moratorium, for 50 years, and the UN Tribunal has basically said that that's not a dispute resolution mechanism. That's a decision not to decide something, and so they can go ahead and there will be a conciliation between
and
the two
how
countries.
Long do you expect that to go for? What do you think Australia is now going to argue?
That'll go for about a year now, and the parties will give submissions largely in confidence, so we won't be hearing a lot about that necessarily as it goes along, to try and encourage a mediated settlement between the two parties. As Australia has pointed out, the conciliation process is not binding, but that process will end in a report which will be quite politically powerful.
And let's stop for a moment on the fact it isn't binding, and we saw a UN ruling on the China Sea, South China Sea, which China has just completely dismissed, and nothing will come of that. That's with regard to disputed islands with the Philippines. Do you think Australia needs to be a better global citizen should it go against it?
I guess the issue for Australia is that it's taken a very strong stance, rightly, that China should abide by the international arbitration and the international decision. And I suppose in that light, it will look bad if Australia is seen to not be following international law in this particular dispute with Timor-Leste. So this commission report, when it does come down, is likely to be quite politically powerful, though it's not legally binding.
Michael, what legal precedent can we look to with regard to how this might play out?
Well, none. There has never been a conciliation under UNCLOS, the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, because mostly these are arbitrated settlements. Australia dropped out of the compulsory arbitration, which means a third-party decision by a judge, shortly before Timor's independence in 2002. So the last resort that Timor-Leste had to bring a dispute was this other process called a conciliation. So that's never actually happened before under this treaty.
And when Australia dropped out, was that a deliberate move to try and protect its position?
Well, the suspicion would have to be that Australia was not enormously confident in its continental shelf argument, given that the presumption in international law for at least 30 years now has been a median line between countries, and certainly every other maritime boundary that we have with neighbouring countries is a median line or close to it.
And what do we know about the resources at stake there in terms of if that median line was drawn, how much we may lose?
In the joint petroleum development area, if a median line was found, certainly Timor-Leste would no longer be getting 90% of the royalties there, they would be getting 100%. It's a little bit trickier with the Greater Sunrise Field, which is on the side boundary. That would depend where the side boundary ended up. Certainly Timor-Leste believes it will get a larger share than it's getting currently, but Timor-Leste is arguing that it's not just about the money, it's about the sovereign rights.